Right, guys, welcome to Sales Pitch, where I discuss things. And welcome to my podcast. So iPhone users will not be able to use YouTube very, very soon. And I'm going to explain why. Because YouTube is testing a new program of disabling videos for people using ad blockers. It's not just ad blockers. It's people that use an iPhone. So this is a direct attack on iOS. And the only way they're pulling this off is they're disabling certain free aspects of how Android works, okay? Like, Android is open source, but some of the branches of open source are closing. And Google, with the Google Pixel that controls most of the Android software, are closing those gaps. So the only way they can close it and take a hard blow against iPhones and iOS users is to make them turn on or off their ad blockers to watch YouTube videos. Now, the only way to get back at Google is for you to go to Tumblr or other new upcoming video sites and not use YouTube. And that's already occurring. And I'm going to tell people why this is occurring. The stance against YouTube is getting bigger. And YouTube is giving you less views anyway. There is a big problem with YouTube's algorithm. The people that are leaving YouTube are not just leaving YouTube because they're too expensive. They're leaving YouTube for Tumble or Rumble. I'm sorry, Rumble's their now new competitor on NASDAQ. Yo, I'm not kidding. They're growing real quick, and then the other video platforms that are doing better than them that's growing quick is a company called Kick, where basically they have a different way to pay their game streamers or whatever stream you want to use. Kick isn't just for gaming, but they're not gonna do the ad block thing. Okay, it's only Google, the war against iOS, and iOS against what is your right about seeing ads. Now, I pay a lot of money for my phone. A lot of people pay a lot of money for their phone. And people know that Androids are based off of Google. But there's other browsers you can use. You don't have to use Google's browser. Right now they have ad blockers on there that protect your right in case there's, you know, hacker abuse with these ads, which they do. Hackers will put ads out there and relate those ads going back to a site that actually can put malware and viruses on your phone. They know that YouTube and Google are aware of ad abusers. Okay, that is the biggest reason. The biggest reason ad blockers are in place, and people don't want to watch these ads. So YouTube already has YouTube Premium, which is not working. They're losing money because YouTube Premium is actually a lie. They say you can download your content and stream your and watch your content offline, which is a lie. You have to be connected to the internet to watch it. So YouTube Premium, YouTube TV, all this shit that YouTube bringing out is failing. Okay, and a lot of streaming companies realize that people shouldn't have to watch these ads. So, you know, or get their premium content. It's a money grab. People are tired of it. It's not just YouTube doing it. It's everybody's doing it. They're like, oh, well, if you don't want ads, then pay for it. Fine. Well, I am paying for it, YouTube. I'm still getting ads. And they even state that you'll still get some ads even though you're paying for YouTube Premium. That is, well, I call it a double-edged sword. You know what? Do what you say you're going to do. Stop screwing us over. So that's why companies like Apple says, okay, well, Since you're going to do that, then we're just going to make our phones not see ads then. The phone itself is going to be able to block their ads. But now what YouTube's trying to do, or Google's trying to do, is implement, if you have that on your phone, and you want to watch our videos on YouTube and be stuck up little fucking assholes that YouTube is starting to do, then you're not going to be able to watch YouTube videos. That's fine. We don't have to go to YouTube anymore. I'm telling people right now, go to Rumble. I'm going to explain why. Because I'm on there. And it's a better platform. Free streaming on Rumble. Stream for free on Rumble. Your rights on Rumble. Happy, okay? Your rights on here. Rumble looks real similar to YouTube. And they're growing every day. I know when they first start, I mean, I have an account with them. Vlogs, leaderboards. They just have a really great interface. And they have Just Chatting, Finance, Podcasts. Look, it's just Rumble is becoming the video platform of choice now. And it's really taken a big hit on YouTube. That's why your YouTube views are down. It's just not one platform anymore. It's kind of like your financial goals. You need five different incomes coming in. The same is going on with you as a creator. You need different platforms to make it. Like you need a podcast, like this. I have a podcast. I'm on YouTube. I've joined Rumble. Okay? I've joined Kick. I'm on Twitch. As a gamer, okay? Am I big in those areas? Absolutely not. Do I get some recognition being in there? Being a pretty decent gamer? Absolutely. But the days of YouTube dominating the landscape is over, okay? It's over. Now that we got these different platforms coming. And I'm going to go through those other ones. Rumble right now is their biggest competitor. You got BitChute is also another one. You got DTube. We can go through YouTube's competitors right now. What are YouTube's competitors? We're going to go with that. YouTube's competitors. So we need to find that out. Okay, we're going to YouTube competition. YouTube's competitor. With YouTube now hosting movies and TV shows, its biggest competitor, basically, which is a lie, it really is, other than that they got the NFL, which nobody wants to pay for with YouTube TV, is Netflix, Hulu, Vimeo. And with Vimeo having gathered 150 million creators and 1.5 million subscribers, it's hard to dwarf YouTube's $2 billion registered users and $15 billion in advertising revenue. Yes, YouTube is losing ad revenue a lot. Just not a little bit. They are getting hit because 10 best YouTube alternatives and competitors are actually taking a big bite out of YouTube right now. So which ones that I just named, okay, are the top ones? And this article here isn't really tackling anything here. So what is the best thing to do if you're getting stuck with not being able to use YouTube because ad blockers being on? An ad blocker with the YouTube filter is also getting attacked by Google, which Google allows it. Okay, so we got here. Here's our biggest competitors right now. Other than Rumble, we got actually TED Talks. TED, we got Twitch. We got Vivo. Vivo is a great platform. Actually, it's moving up with music, along with Spotify, okay, and Apple TV. Another one basically is Dailymotion. They're not as big, but they are they Dailymotion's been around actually before YouTube. They were Dailymotion was, they didn't do much with the platform. Dailymotion does have ad revenue actually. 9GAG TV, platform for social media fans. Anyone looking for short and funny videos, they're up and coming. They're actually taking a spot off of TikTok. Mida Cafe's been around for a long time. Been up to the 90s. Fairly low quality, but it's been there for a while. So all these platforms are taking a bite out of YouTube. And with YouTube basically lying to everybody right now about view shortages, it's because their algorithm doesn't realize they've lost views. And when the algorithm doesn't, and the intelligence of AI says, look, you're getting a lower view count because people just are leaving YouTube. DTube has explained that. And here's the thing. DTube is a DTube, and now there's also other cryptocurrency and crypto-based DTube. They support free speech, and so does Rumble. Now Twitter Blue is another one coming up that's going to destroy YouTube. Elon Musk, he just stated it. I know it's going to cost a little bit of money to use it, but they're offering ad revenue, and the way Twitch is going into the is changing things into the future with the Twitter Blue and Twitter X, whatever that is about, that is going to change how Twitter runs things. And that is really scary. Nah, that's really scary. Twitch, YouTube, because Elon Musk ain't dumb, and he's got a lot of good people behind him, talking about these coders that know how to do things right. It's YouTube's time. What they're calling it is a diehard moment for YouTube. Fans won't find any new content that's not difficult to get views on its platform. This is coming from Nord website and VPN of the research that they've done on these platforms. And YouTube is dead last when it's coming to performance. And people not wanting to use their platform because they got too many ads. And I'm like, look, I don't disagree with them. I don't. Because it's the interface with YouTube is now starting to buffer because they're using 4 8K graphics too with these ads, and it's making people unease using the YouTube platform on their phone. YouTube doesn't realize that they're pissing off their customers. Is this a hit against YouTube? No, this is reality against YouTube. The reason why people are leaving. Now, people that want to be able to be creative on YouTube cannot do that. And they're leaving. Filmmakers are going to Vimeo. A platform for creative minds. That's what they're saying. Vimeo is more filmmakers are now going to Vimeo and Tumblr because they realize that YouTube doesn't want them there. They don't want freedom of speech on their platform. They're cronies. They're using these tactics to keep people off the platform instead of inviting them. If you can't invite people to change YouTube, then you're going to ultimately lose. That's exactly, you're getting your ass handed to you right now. I'm not on YouTube. I am on YouTube. But I'm also like doing these podcasts with you all. So you guys, thank you so much for coming here. Thank you for following my podcast. And I'm just giving you what's going on, okay? This is why iPhone, iOS users real soon will no longer be able to use YouTube because of ad block, okay? And they are going to block you from using YouTube. And don't feel bad. Just leave YouTube, and I'm telling you to leave it. Leave YouTube, let them suffer. And that's the only way those assholes are going to learn up there and at Alphabet. And their shareholders are going to get their asses handed to them. And that's the only way to show them is to leave YouTube.